here in your hearing, and maybe say a few words this morning on a thought, feel like the Lord lay on our heart. Chapter number 24 in the book of Luke, when you find that chapter, stand with us and we'll honor the Bible. I want to begin reading with verse number 13. Verse number 13 in the book of Luke, chapter 24. The Bible said, "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to condemn him to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done." Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be in your house again. Father, we thank you for these that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the needs in every heart, every life, every individual. Lord, I pray, God, you'd grant them this morning. Thank you again, Lord, for all your blessings. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Let us preach in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We ask you now to go with us and give us the words that we need to say. Lord, if there be one among us that's not ever been saved, Lord, I pray that you'd save them today. Lord, if those that are backslidden, maybe they've gone contrary to your will, Lord, I pray that you'd bring them back to you. Have your way now, and Lord, give us the words that we need to say and what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you. We'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Desire your prayers this morning that the Lord will help us one more time in the service today. I want to talk to us, if God will help me, for a few minutes on walking and talking with Jesus. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes. I don't feel like I'll be long, but I want to do what I feel like the Lord lay on my heart. This is the same day that Jesus had been raised from the dead. You can imagine, we just celebrated Easter Sunday last week, and I saw a sign on a church sign the other day that said something to the effect that Jesus is still alive. And many folks, they came on Easter Sunday morning to celebrate the resurrection and oftentimes forget that we worship him all year because he is still alive. Amen. And so we're still in the same day here that Jesus had been raised from the dead. Now, these disciples that we're talking about here, they name one of them, and one of them is unknown, but I'm satisfied that they were not the ones that had directly went to the tomb or were around the tomb on that day. What they were doing here was all hearsay. They had heard now that Jesus had been raised from the dead, and so now they're walking back from Jerusalem to Emmaus, the road to Emmaus. Now, that's about a 19-mile walk through there. And so now, as they're on their way home, Jesus begins to merge with them. And they're walking and they're now talking with Jesus by themselves on their journey to back to their home. And now, I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, on that thought for just a few minutes. Now, I want to look at their walk for just a second. Now, sometimes in life's journey, the road gets kind of weary. Sometimes in that road, you get discouraged. And Even Christian people get discouraged sometimes in their walk with God. Not all the time do I feel saved. Amen? Not all the time do I get up in the morning and I'm on shouting ground. Not every time I wake up in the morning, I feel as close to the Lord as He is to me. Not every day I'm like that, but there are days that I am like that. There are days when I do feel like I'm saved. There are days when I do feel the nearness of the Lord Jesus in my presence. There are those kind of days, and I love it when those kind of days come upon us. But sometimes life becomes weary. Sometimes you wonder where God is in your life, and you wonder if God even hears us when we pray. And can we really talk to God? And sometimes Christianity is a little discouraging along the way, because sometimes life overwhelms us, and then the devil comes to rob and to steal and to destroy, and the world then distracts us with our fellowship with the Lord. Sometimes we get distracted on our jobs. Sometimes we get distracted in our homes. Sometimes we're just busy and we get distracted because of everyday life, and we forget to walk and talk with Jesus. And sometimes life becomes weary. How we think about Enoch, the Bible said, I walk with God every day. Amen. And there was something about that journey of joy that Enoch had with the Lord. And the Bible said it pleased God. He left that testimony, amen, that he pleased God. And one day, God translated him to glory. And as far as I know, they didn't find him again. Amen. And so now that walk sometimes becomes weary, but sometimes it's a walk of joy. I love it when I can wake up in the morning and I feel the nearness and the presence of the Lord. Sometimes when I read my Bible, I don't know about you, but sometimes I read my Bible and it becomes just a mere book to me. I read the text. I read the scripture. I read the verses and the chapters. And then I close the book up and I go about my way. And sometimes the Holy Ghost gets in that book reading, and then I hang around for a little while. And I'll read the chapters and I'll read the verses, and I recognize that there's a nearness of the Holy Ghost and the presence of the Lord is near me. And then I begin to rejoice in the text and the reading of the Word of God, walking and talking with Jesus. Sometimes it becomes wearisome. The Bible says here that these men, now they were walking back home, but it gives us a sense of discouragement in their lives as they are beginning to wonder and to doubt whether these people have really saw the Lord or not. This is the first time that Jesus had appeared unto people after his resurrection. The Bible tells us now they were walking back home and Jesus appears to them. They're unbeknowing that it is Jesus. They don't know who this stranger is. He walks up before them and he begins to talk with them about himself. And the Bible said as they were conversing back and forth to one another, the Bible said that these men were saddened. The Bible said that Jesus came and listened to their communications, and one towards another as they walked, and the Bible said, and were sad. And they told the Lord, or this stranger, they said, we thought that this Jesus was going to be the one who would deliver Israel, but now he is dead. We don't know what has become of this Jesus, as they began to walk together. And there was Jesus in their very presence, and they didn't recognize him in their fellowship and as being the Lord. I want you to know, my friend, that Jesus is always near. Don't ever underestimate
the power of the Lord. He's always walking with us, amen, and talking with us. And the Bible said now as they began to speak and Jesus began to talk with them, and the Bible says now he begins to reveal himself, and they no longer walk in a wearisome way, but now they began to walk in a wonderful way, amen, as they began to walk with the Lord. And you know, there's nothing greater than knowing that the Lord is in your presence, amen, and you're walking with him. There's no greater joy than to walk with the Lord Jesus and to talk with the Lord. And the Bible said that Jesus began to walk with them, and the Bible said now he spoke to them and said, "You fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." He said, "Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" And the Bible said, then beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And so he began with the Old Testament, and he began to talk to them about himself. Now I looked those texts up, what he began to talk about, and I want to just give them to you this morning. I feel impressed of the Holy Ghost to give you those texts this morning, the text that Jesus gave to them as he began to walk with them in the way. There's no greater joy than to walk in Scripture, amen, and to walk in the Word of God, and to meditate upon the Bible, amen, and to know that it is the written, inerrant Word of God. As they began to walk this journey, and these are the verses that he spoke to them in the Old Testament concerning himself. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, Genesis 9 verse 26, Genesis 12 verse 3, Genesis 22 verse 18, Genesis 49 verse 10, Exodus chapter 12 verse 13, Numbers chapter 24 verse 17, Deuteronomy chapter 18 verses 15 through 18, 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12 and 13, Psalm 2 verse 2 verse 22, Psalm 18, Psalm 1 verse 18, Psalm 45 verse 11, 68 and verse number 18, 69 verse number 20, 21, chapter 72, 8 and 9, 110 verse 1, 118 verse 22, 132 verse 11, Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4, chapter 7 verse 14, chapter 8, 8 through 10, chapter 9, 1 through 7, chapter 11 verse 10, chapter 25 verse number 8, chapter 28 verse 16, chapter 35, 5 and 6, chapter 42 verse 1, chapter 49 verse 6, chapter 52 verse 14, chapter 53, chapter 55 verse 4, chapter 59 verse 16, Jeremiah 23 verse 5, Ezekiel chapter 17 verse 22, Daniel chapter 2 verse 24, 35 and 44, Daniel chapter 7 verse 13, Daniel chapter 9 verse 25, Micah chapter 5 verse 2, Haggai chapter number 2 verse 6 through 9, Zechariah chapter 3 verse 8, chapter 6 verse 12, chapter 9 verse 9, chapter 11 verse 12, chapter 12 verse 10, chapter 13 verse 7, and Malachi chapter 3 verse number 1. Amen. Well, bless his holy name. As he walked with them, he began to discuss and began to speak to them, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, expounding upon himself. Amen. And what a wonderful walk, and what a wonder it must have been as they began to walk with the Lord. And listen this morning, I pity the Christian that gets up in the morning and never feeds his soul or her soul with the Word of God. And I pity the man that never opens his Bible and expects the blessings from God. I tell you, there's blessings and there's wonder in the Word of God. It's wonderful, hallelujah, to walk Jesus with a wonderful word of God. I tell you, when we sing that song, wonderful words, I'm glad today that we can walk with Him in wonder of His blessed word. It's inerrant, infallible, and it's eternal. Thank God for His blessed word. The Bible said they walked with Him in what? You know how come we're no stronger than we are? It's because we don't get in the Word of God. We don't walk with Him through the Bible. Amen. I tell you, these men, the Bible said He began at Moses, and all the prophets He expounded unto them, and all the scriptures concerning Himself. All the scriptures concerning Himself. These verses and chapters that I read to you are these verses. Many of them spoke about Christ. All of them, all the book pointed to the Lord Jesus. Types and shadows of the Lord Jesus Christ. Specific verses of that ring His bell. Amen. He is our God. He is our Savior. The Bible said, now they drew nigh unto the village where they went. He made as though He would have went further. He was going to go a little further in His walk, but the Bible said they constrained Him to come in and abide with them. And as He did, the Bible said when He came into their home, that He broke bread and He prayed and blessed it, and He disappeared in their sight. Amen. And as they were there with the Lord, the Bible said their eyes were open and they knew Him, and He vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us by the way, and while He opened to us the scripture? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with Him, saying, the Lord is risen. Woo! Bless His holy name. The Lord is risen. The Bible said, indeed, and hath appeared unto Simon. Bless His holy name. That walk of wearisome, that walk of wonder, led them into a walk of worship. As they worshiped the Lord, as they walked with Him, I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like a confirmation in your salvation. I know I'm saved, but they sometimes, I said, I don't feel saved. I get up in the morning with the wearisome of life, and I don't feel saved. I know I am saved because the Bible, I did what the Bible requires from man to be saved. I know I'm saved. I know my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But I don't get up every day shouting, amen. I just don't. And I don't get up every day feeling like I'm saved. And, but there are some times when I do feel like I'm saved. There are some times when I come to church and I don't feel saved, but I come anyhow. And when I get there, there's a song being sung. There's something being said that stirs up the Holy Ghost in my heart, and the Spirit of God begins to move. And doesn't my heart burn within us when we walk with Him in the way? Something stirred. Walking, talking with Jesus.
Right.
Those men were never the same when they recognized that the Lord was with them. They ran back 19 miles. You know how many miles you can walk? It takes me, I believe it's right at 13, 14 minutes to walk a mile. That's how long. Sometimes 15 minutes to walk a mile. Right, if I'm right, that's about what it takes. About sometime around 15 minutes to walk a mile. You figure it up. 19 miles. They made that trip back. Never slowed up. They never stopped. They didn't stop by the wayside. They went right straight back to Jerusalem from Emmaus on that journey back. But they were different when they met with the Lord. than when they were going home to Emmaus. On their way back, they had a different skip in their walk. And they had a different conversation. And they began to run and say to the other disciples around, "The Lord has risen indeed, for we have saw him." And just like Simon said, he is alive. Hallelujah. We've got something to tell. Let's tell it. Amen. Let's tell the world that Jesus is alive indeed. And he's well. And he's well. Walking and talking with Jesus. Sometimes we get in just a routine. We get up. We do our same thing. Somebody told me, a young person told me one time, said, "Brother Williams," said, "I got me a new job today." I said, "How old are you?" And they said, 20. I said, "Let's see, 20, 30, 40, 50. I said, "You don't have but 45 more years of this." They looked at me and said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, you can retire when you're 65. I said, "You got 45 more years to get up every morning and go to work." Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, y'all looking at me like, "Are you crazy?" And I had mentioned to him that he's got a lot of life to live. He's got a lot of journeys to go. But I want to tell you, there's no sweeter walk than to walk it with the Lord and to talk it with him. Amen. Wherever you go, whatever you do, as we walk along life's road, let's walk it with Jesus. As our conversations develop in our talk, as we walk, let's keep that conversation about Jesus. Let's let the world know that he is alive and he has risen just like he said he did. Amen. Walking and talking with Jesus. I'd like for us to get a song on the piano, if you would. Some of you have gotten too weary and you've quit walking and you quit talking. I want to ask you to come and pray. And renew a commitment that you've made to the Lord. And get that thing fixed between you and God. Something has wearied you. Something has wore you. Come and get that refreshed and that renewal. Some of you here still walking in wonder. Still in amazement. But you hadn't got to worship in him. Why don't you come this morning and recommit your heart to God. In a form of worshiping him. I'm going to tell you, when you get in this, and church and singing, it'll develop in you a heart for worshiping God. And I'm going to tell you what it'll do. It'll bring you to church. Amen. It'll cause you to enjoy the joys of God's salvation. Let's stand this morning.